B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
There's a smell in the air here at the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show studio.
It's awful. It's worse than my dog's food. And my dog, Kelly, does wet food.
And that's what it smells like, is dog food, quite honestly.
I stopped by the teeter this morning and picked up Stouffer's Just Like Mom's meatloaf for Roy. Great.
They're going to quit advertising if they do.
Roy, you are not a fan of meatloaf.
No. And, you know, it was such a staple in my household growing up. My mom loved and my dad loved meatloaf that they would, honest to God, have to create a different dinner for me on the nights they had meatloaves, because everything about it creeps me out. The ketchup on top, the weird potted meat.
Texture.
The texture that just sits in the thing while it cooks. And
I love it, but I didn't at first. You're right, Roy. I used to watch my mom make meatloaf, and she would crack an egg and then have powder and then put the meat in. And I'm like, are you making a bomb? What's going on over there?
Yeah. I'm like that with cooked carrots. So I know what you're going through, Roy, because when I was little, my mom made me sit at the dinner table and eat the cooked carrots that I was like, Mom, I can't eat this. I'm going to throw up. And she made me. And then I threw up afterwards.
Yeah, it's
and it's so funny because people love meatloaf. People love cooked carrots. That's why Roy sits here and pays off his bet. Think about it. What food do you hate that everyone else likes? And we'll take calls on that coming up here in just a second, because you could be Team Roy. But let's go back to May 13th when we had this discussion right here on the air.
So since I'm a new real estate agent, I totally think I can sell a house before Loren sells hers. I mean, it's been on the market since like April. That thing's not moving.
Thanks, Roy.
I'm just saying. I'm confident.
Ooh.
You know what?
I think I could sell a house before you.
I smell a bet.
Well, I kind of think you can sell a house before I sell mine too.
Yeah, but it takes a long time for a new real estate agent to sell their first house.
To get clients, and then it takes like, what, a month to close. It is a lot, but I don't know. I think I can do it.
All right, good luck, you guys. I know who I'm siding with.
Yeah, you're going down, Loren.
You're on the inside? She's got the St. Joseph in the ground. She's going to win.
All right.
I don't know, man. It's been on the market for a hot minute.
Here we are.
It turns out that was May 13th. You put your house on the market at the end of March.
March 15th, I think we put it on the market.
Even on that clip, we were wrong.
I know.
It wasn't April. It had already been on the market for like 2 months.
And the only reason I know that is because we just closed.
So congratulations.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
To Loren, she's closed on her house, and now it is time.
I thought I was a cocky little real estate agent, and man, was I wrong. I have to eat the meatloaf. Oh, it smells so bad. I appreciate the mashed potatoes. Can I start there and warm into the meatloaf? Can I start with the potatoes?
Ask Loren. She won the bet.
I mean, I say you just go cold turkey into the meatloaf, personally.
Oh, gosh, you're awful.
Do you have a knife?
Yeah, I have a knife. So it looks like it's a small little meat with ketchup just smothered all over it.
Yeah, it's a meatloaf. It's not like when Nicole and I had to drink the gross things you put in the shake.
Oh, God.
Is the smell not getting you alone?
It's worse.
Stop.
It's so
worse
bad.
Than what they drank.
It is. No, it's worse than when you crack it open. The smell hits you.
How many bites does he need to take, Loren? Because he's going to take one and run.
I don't know.
You won the bet.
How about this? I'll do a massive big bite for
you. Yeah, that's good.
Is that fair?
Yeah, massive big bite.
Okay, gosh, he cut the loaf in half. Now, the loaf is just, it's like, I don't know, it's like the size, maybe like 8 inches. The whole loaf is 8 inches, and Roy just cut it in half.
Okay.
All right, it's like half a bar of soap he's putting in his mouth right now.
It's got the meatloaf glaze on it and the meatloaf ketchup.
Here we go. Go ahead. It's awful. I can't do it.
Follow it.
I can't do it.
You have to.
You're paying it.
I can't. Why are you doing it?
He's choking. He's got his towel, paper towel over his mouth. It's still in his mouth. I can see it.
It's making me gag, okay? My eyes are watering.
It's awful.
Oh, my gosh.
What does it taste like?
Crap.
Do you have it down yet?
Oh, good.
Oh, you swallowed it.
Yep, force it down, buddy.
Oh, it's awful. Why is there so much ketchup on that? Why? Everything about that sucks. It doesn't taste like normal steak. It doesn't taste like normal beef. It tastes a weird meat with ketchup smothered.
There he is. There is Roy, the real estate agent, for all your real estate needs.
You'll find your way to a home of your own.
Gosh, that's the worst meal ever.
In fact, if you contact Roy and he doesn't sell your house within a month, he's guaranteed to eat meatloaf.
Yeah.
Force me to eat meatloaf.
Sell the house or we'll eat meatloaf. Good job, buddy. You did it. All right, now we need to hear from you. We're turning it over to you. 704-570-9595. Everyone else likes this type of food, but you don't. What is it? We want to hear from you.
I want to apologize for the disgusting thing you may have heard before. Oh, I had to consume meatloaf, and I hate meatloaf. It's the worst. It is a...
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm choked up about it now.
Sorry. It is a weird... It's not steak. It's not hamburger. It's a weird beef texture with ketchup smothered on top of it and weird crap inside. Like, when we were looking inside the meatloaf, it was, like, weird green, and there was, like, a yellow thing in there. I'm like, what's inside of this?
What was that, Loren?
It was parsley.
There's a parsley snip inside the... listen, give us a shout. We got a couple lines open, 704-570-9595. Make Roy feel better. Poor Roy had to eat his meatloaf. If you don't like meatloaf, you can holler at Roy. We're getting a lot of text messages from people who don't like meatloaf, Roy.
Well,
they're right there with you.
I'm not alone.
Also, what common food does everyone like but you can't stand? This is an interesting one.
Caitlin in Gastonia, what's that food?
It's bacon.
Oh, and everybody loves a good bacon.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand it. I don't know. I can't even smell it being cooked.
What do you not like about it?
I don't know. I don't know. I honestly do not know. I used to love it as a kid, and then I hit teenage years, and I can't even stand the smell. It makes me sick.
I wish I had your willpower. Whenever I make bacon in the morning and there's one extra piece left over, I eat it.
Yeah, no, my husband and my kid love it, and I have to literally go outside when they cook it.
Mm-hmm. Wow, bacon. Thanks, Caitlin.
So we're getting text messages of, you know, people love Brussels sprouts, but I don't.
Ooh,
pork
Brussels.
Chops. My fiance hates cheese of any kind. Her worst nightmare is macaroni and cheese.
Really?
Who doesn't like mac and cheese?
Dean doesn't like mac and cheese, my son.
Really?
No, he won't eat it.
Oh, well, Cash will only eat one specific type of mac and cheese.
Mm. Okay.
How about my uncle used to call, this is from 803, my uncle used to call meatloaf creature burger.
Yes, because that's what it is.
It's like Area 51 meat.
It doesn't even smell like normal meat.
Deep inside the walls of Area 51 lays a specific type of meat known as burger creature.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.